Prosecutors say an interpreter who worked for Shohei Ohtani will plead guilty to crimes related to the theft of nearly $17 million from the LA Dodgers superstar. Reporter Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
At Dodger Stadium yesterday,
and the Dodgers sweep the Marlins.
As Shohei Ohtani and the LA Dodgers won their seventh straight game, 2 miles away, the U.S. attorney in L.A. announced a plea deal with Ohtani's former interpreter.
The evidence shows that for years, this defendant stole money from Shohei Ohtani and did so by abusing his position of trust.
That's U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada. From the fall of 2021 through the first months of this year, prosecutors say Ipe Mizuhara repeatedly took money from Ohtani's bank account to pay off his growing gambling debts.
It had been going on for years. We found evidence that this defendant had essentially taken control of Mr. Ohtani's accounts. We found evidence that this defendant had actually impersonated Mr. Ohtani with the banks by saying he was Mr. Ohtani when they would call to confirm transactions.
The scandal broke into full public view in March when news reports first surfaced. Ohtani, in a high-profile news conference, speaking through a new interpreter, said he knew nothing about Mizuhara's gambling and never authorized him to take money.
Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Prosecutors say Mizuhara initially obtained login details from Ohtani's bank account in 2018. That was Ohtani's first year in the major leagues. Mizuhara is expected to enter his guilty plea next week. The two crimes carry a maximum total penalty of 33 years in prison. Prosecutors will not say what sentence they will recommend. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.